Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. The resilience and ongoing success of World of Warcraft continue to defy expectations, as evidenced by its latest expansion, Dragonflight, which has seen a surge in subscribers, even surpassing its launch numbers. Warcraft General Manager John Haidt revealed at the Game Developers Conference that the game's subscriber base has shown a remarkable resilience, despite the predictable patterns of churn typically observed with each expansion release. Traditionally, World of Warcraft experiences a surge in subscribers upon expansion launches, followed by a gradual decline over the expansion's lifespan, with periodic bumps accompanying new patches. However, the release of World of Warcraft Classic introduced additional peaks and valleys to this pattern. The release of Shadowlands initially followed this trend, but player dissatisfaction with the expansion's story and content led to a more pronounced decline over time. The release of Dragonflight marked a turning point for Blizzard, as they actively addressed player feedback and concerns, resulting in a resurgence of interest and a reversal of the subscriber decline. The expansion's well-received content, along with increased communication and engagement with the community, contributed to this turnaround. As a result, subscriber numbers have continued to climb throughout Dragonflight, surpassing even the launch numbers for the first time in World of Warcraft history. While specific subscriber numbers were not disclosed, content creator Bellular Warcraft's estimates put current subscriber numbers at around 7.25 million. This resurgence is particularly impressive considering the game's peak subscriber count of 12 million during the Wrath of the Lich King expansion in 2010. The story of Tetris Reversed, a prototype created by Tetris creator Alexey Pajitnov and developer Vedran Klanak, sheds light on an intriguing twist to the classic puzzle game. Conceived in 2011, Tetris Reversed offered a unique take on the traditional Tetris formula by flipping the gameplay mechanics on their head. Instead of stacking tetrominoes to form complete lines, players aimed to eliminate a wall of blocks using the familiar Tetris blocks. This reversal of gameplay provided a fresh and challenging experience for fans of the original Tetris. Despite the promising concept and completion of the prototype, Tetris Reversed encountered obstacles on its path to full production. A collaborator involved in the project, Martin Durand, faced difficulties moving the game forward, possibly due to issues with the Tetris company, which holds the rights to Tetris and related assets. As a result, Tetris Reversed remained a side project and never progressed to the publishing stage. Nevertheless, the prototype retained many of the signature elements of Tetris, such as the focus on score and line deletion, while introducing new mechanics like a reverse button to swap completed blocks with incomplete ones. Pajitnov, known for his passion for satisfying game design, expressed fondness for the line collapses in the original Tetris and incorporated similar elements into Tetris Reversed. However, the game also introduced challenges not present in traditional Tetris, such as the possibility of an unsolvable board based on the arrangement of blocks. While the perfect game, where the entire board is cleared, remains elusive for the developers, Tetris Reversed offered an engaging gameplay experience with an average playtime of 10 minutes. Bethesda recently marked the 30th anniversary of the Elder Scrolls series, reflecting on its rich history and providing a brief update on the highly anticipated The Elder Scrolls VI. The Elder Scrolls franchise has captivated players since its inception in 1994 with The Elder Scrolls Arena, spawning numerous mainline games and spin-offs over the decades. In a message to fans commemorating the series' milestone, Bethesda Game Studios acknowledged the 10-year anniversary of The Elder Scrolls Online, the mobile game The Elder Scrolls Castles, and notably, The Elder Scrolls VI. Confirming ongoing development, Bethesda expressed excitement about returning to Tamriel and exploring early builds of the game, hinting at the promise of adventure that lies ahead. Despite this exciting update, fans may need to exercise patience, as the release of The Elder Scrolls VI is still years away. With Bethesda's recent release, Starfield, just 6 months old and slated for DLC, it will be some time before players can delve into the next installment of the Elder Scrolls series. Xbox boss Phil Spencer has indicated that the game won't be released until at least 2028, setting a minimum gap of 17 years between The Elder Scrolls VI and its predecessor Skyrim. Originally announced in 2018, The Elder Scrolls VI has been a highly anticipated title among fans. Todd Howard, the director of Bethesda Game Studios, admitted in 2023 that he would have announced the game more casually in hindsight. Additionally, a former design director at Bethesda predicted that The Elder Scrolls VI would retain Skyrim's leveling up and progression system. The recently leaked trailer for Sonic Toys Party has garnered attention for its gameplay, which appears to draw heavy inspiration from the popular party game Fall Guys. In the trailer, which was initially shared by the Sonic Show YouTube channel, various iconic Sonic characters such as Sonic, Knuckles, Shadow, and Tails are seen competing in stages reminiscent of those found in Fall Guys. The objective seems to be to qualify by completing these stages, with support for up to 32 players, and the last player standing declared the winner. Sonic Toys Party is reportedly a mobile game scheduled for release in the summer, although Sega has yet to officially comment on it. According to reports from Sonic Stadium, the game is being developed by Sega Networks, the division responsible for titles like Sega Pocket Club Manager. Collaborations with other Sega and third-party franchises are also said to be planned, with mentions of franchises such as Saint Seiya and Persona. This news adds to an already bustling period for Sonic the Hedgehog fans. With Sonic Superstars nearing its release, the platformer Sonic Dream Team available on Apple Arcade, the upcoming Knuckles spin-off show slated for April, and Sonic the Hedgehog 3 inches hitting theaters in December, there's a wealth of Sonic content to look forward to in the coming months. Microsoft has reportedly secured an agreement with former Crash Bandicoot developer Toys for Bob for the studio's next game. This comes after Toys for Bob announced its plans to spin off from its parent company Activision, which is now owned by Microsoft, to pursue independent development. Toys for Bob, known for its work on franchises like Skylanders, Spyro Reignited Trilogy, and Crash Bandicoot, had transitioned into a support studio for Call of Duty in recent years. However, with its newfound independence, the studio hinted at a potential partnership with Microsoft for its future endeavors. While details about Toys for Bob's first project as an indie studio are still scarce, speculation among fans suggests it could involve a revival of Crash, Spyro, or another beloved IP associated with the studio. According to reports from Windows Central, Microsoft has indeed agreed to fund the development of this unannounced game, which is said to be similar to Toys for Bob's previous titles. Neither Microsoft nor Toys for Bob has officially commented on the partnership or provided details about the upcoming game. However, when Toys for Bob announced its independence, it teased fans to keep your horns on and your eyes out for more news, leading some to speculate that this could be a hint regarding a potential return of Spyro the Dragon or another iconic franchise. According to information from the noted leaker Dusk Golem, Capcom is reportedly developing Resident Evil 9 as an open-world game. This decision follows Capcom's success and advancements with the RE engine in developing open-world experiences such as Dragon's Dogma 2. Dusk Golem mentioned on Twitter that Capcom tends to greenlight new initiatives in sets of three, citing examples like the simultaneous greenlighting of Resident Evil 7, Resident Evil 2 Remake, and Devil May Cry 5 to take advantage of the new RE engine. Similarly, the idea to remake Resident Evil 2 also led to the remakes of Resident Evil 3 and Resident Evil 4. In this case, Dragon's Dogma 2 expanded the functionality of the RE engine for open-world games, with Monster Hunter Wild and Resident Evil 9 being the other two games utilizing this technology. While this information is based on leaks and has not been officially confirmed by Capcom, it provides an intriguing glimpse into the potential direction of the Resident Evil franchise with the upcoming installment. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.